Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel
Frank
so
Sinatra, strange. One thing I like about him, he gets right to the title of a song.
Right. What's the title? What's
you
the title of this song,
so
Frank? Whatever the first three words of the song are.
Huh? What a bad day you're having. I wanna go play. Chris George in from Or Nissan. I hope your day is going better than Jeff.
Hey, I'm guessing it is.
No, I'm having a great day. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Duda, your day I'm not sure about. How's your day going?
About like that.
I guess, there you are, Duda. How's your day going?
I woke up this morning.
Well, you sound like you're in a great mood.
God, what a simple man.
This ought to be fun.
Both of you two are lucky I'm not there today. Let's just put it that way. There'd be trouble.
Really?
Yeah, there would be. There would. Don't push my buttons today, Bob.
Wow.
Not today. Not
okay.
Today. And Jeff, don't even let him talk to me today.
What I do?
How you doing? Oh, well, it's Thursday. Why don't you?
What did I do, by the way, if you don't mind sharing?
Oh, you guys did absolutely nothing.
Oh, hey. Just one of those days.
It's a day.
Hey, Jace,
day.
How was Avery Grace's birthday on Tuesday?
It was good. She had a good time, went to 12, she came home. Very excited. She got a cell phone, so she's.
Oh boy.
We haven't seen her since.
All right, let's make our picks. This is week 15 of the Or Nissan Picks of the Week here on the Drive. If you need an update on the standings, Chris George is leading but choking. 51-47, only 9 points last week. I was second with 17. Jeff had 20, and Duda, who's always right around the same, just kind of mediocre.
Am I winning this thing
11
now?
Points. Chris is winning it, 203 points overall. Jeff at 194. I'm at 192. Jason Duda at 176.
About right.
Here we go. We'll pick one bowl game. There's only one that interested me this week. They become more interesting next week. The Las Vegas Bowl, Arizona State versus 21st-ranked Fresno State. Fresno State, a 5.5-point favorite against the Sun Devils, coached by Herman Edwards. We'll start with Jeff on this one.
What's Arizona State going to do here? Play to win the game. And they will, outright. I got them for two.
We don't sound that
confident.
Well,
I had to get my file back up.
Duda.
Oh, I got Arizona State. I'm going with Herm Edwards here. I got Arizona State for four.
Chris George.
Hey, I'm going to go the complete opposite direction. I mean, Fresno State's 11-2, so I'm going to take Fresno State for six.
Here's what I did, because I'm such a tactician and extremely bright. I made sure to mention Herm Edwards, knowing that Jeff and Jason would hear the name and go, I'm picking him.
Like I didn't know who Herm Edwards was coaching.
I am picking.
I got to hang out with Herm for an afternoon, so that's why I'm picking
him. In Philadelphia?
I'm picking Fresno State for three. Boy, Duda has no sense of humor today. Next, we move to the NFL. Tonight's game, Thursday Night Football. The Chargers and Kansas City at Arrowhead. Kansas City with two losses, the Chargers with three. The Chiefs a 3.5-point favorite. Duda, you're first.
I'm taking the Chargers here. The banged up running backs on both sides. Got third stringers going for each. Tyreek Hill's a little banged up. Melvin Gordon is not playing tonight. That just came out.
Thanks.
But I'm still going with the Chargers for seven.
Wow. Seven? Wow.
Hey, this is Phillip Rivers. He's got to do something. He's got to help himself out here. This is the game he can do it in. I think he's going to step up, and even though they might not win it, it should be close, so I'm taking the 3.5.
Because Phillip Rivers is notorious for helping himself in big games.
And it's about time that changed, Jeff. About time.
I wish you were in here right now. Jeff needs to be taken down about 9 rungs. Chris.
Well, dude is right. Both teams are banged up. But, you know, the Chiefs have pretty much owned the AFC West. So stick with the Chiefs, but only for one.
Chiefs for one. Oh, man. This is the Chargers' moment. They are squarely in the spotlight. And, of course, the Chiefs are, too. But this could define Phillip Rivers' career. This could make the difference between the Chiefs being at home for the playoffs or being a fifth seed. This is an unbelievably big game. Come on, Phil. Come on, Phil. I'm picking the Chargers to win for 2. Jeff.
So a guy gets to like his 38th year in the league and now we're looking for a defining moment? I don't think that's how it works. Kansas City for 3.
Well, you're not that confident.
Thanks
for
exactly.
Yeah, not exactly. The guy sounds like Kansas City for 7. And then he ends up for 3.
I'm baffled by the Phillip Rivers faith. He's never done anything. And he's got 14 kids.
Put your stamp on it, man, like I did. Chargers for 7.
Green Bay in Chicago to play the Bears. Been a very disappointing year for Green Bay. No more Mike McCarthy. Been a very encouraging year for the Bears and especially their defense. They are a 6.5-point favorite at home. Chris.
Yeah, the Bears are playing pretty well with them being at home. It's tough to go against Aaron Rodgers, but I'm going to take Chicago for 7.
Wow. That is an amazing faith in a team that just 2 weeks ago were they shut out by Jack? They had a terrible game 2 weeks ago. Now, they beat the Rams this week.
That was the Giants a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, the Giants. Thanks for correcting me. These are all hard for some reason today. I'm gonna pick Green Bay inside the number for 1. Jeff.
I'm with Chris. I've got the Bears for all 7. This is the lock of the week. Call my special hotline for some more.
Duda.
Did somebody spike those 2 coffees with some
I don't know what they're thinking. They sit next to each other in here.
Like something's going on. Aaron Rodgers has been getting dogged all last 2 weeks since McCarthy got kabonged. He's going to play well. I got Green Bay for 6.
That's hilarious.
Well, these picks are all over the place today. Dallas at Indianapolis. This is an intriguing game. Cowboys playing well. Colts still in the hunt. They've had their moments for sure. Indianapolis a favorite at home by 3.5. I'll start this one. I don't see it. Dallas for 6. Jeff.
I've got Dallas for 5. I don't know this line either. This should be maybe a pick 'em, but for Indy to be favored, it's crazy.
Duda.
Yeah, I hate agreeing with Jeff, but them getting
you love it.
It's going to be close, so I'm taking Dallas for 5.
Dallas for 5. Chris.
Well, Andrew Luck's been playing pretty well lately, so I'm going to go the opposite of everybody else. I'm going to take the Colts, but only for 2.
See what I mean about that choking, Duda? Chris is feeling the pressure of leading this late in the season.
Yeah, he's been leading for like 11 weeks.
Next, we have the New England Patriots against the Pittsburgh Steelers. New England just lost a game that will potentially haunt them for the rest of this season. Pittsburgh's been losing left and right. Max, don't shake your head. How'd you handle that loss the other day, Max? The 19 laterals.
That's what I thought.
Against Pittsburgh at home, New England a 1.5-point favorite on the road. Jeff.
Pats for 6. This is, come on. Let's be serious for a minute.
Duda.
This is tough. This is a tough one. New England on the road at Pittsburgh. This is a coin flip. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh for 1.
Pittsburgh for 1. Chris.
I can't even think of the last time New England lost 2 games in a row, so I think they're going to come out strong. I'm going to take the Patriots for 5.
Patriots for 5. I'm taking New England for 7. This is my lock of the week.
You don't get a lock of the week.
I do get a lock of the week. Now we jump to college basketball. Villanova at Kansas, bright and early Saturday morning. Allen Fieldhouse, 11 o'clock tip. I created the lines on these couple of games. I've got Kansas as a 9.5-point favorite against the defending national champions. How in the world could they win by double digits? Duda.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to take the points there for two.
Villanova for two. Chris.
KU seems to let everybody hang in there, so I'm going to take Villanova as well for four.
Villanova for four. These are the kind of games that KU shows up in. Villanova coming off a loss at Penn. They've been really up and down. I'm going to take Kansas in this one, believe it or not, for four. Jeff.
I've got Villanova, but only for one. It worked out for me last week with New Mexico State. I'll go with it again.
I think KU's got a game in them this week.
Yeah, we'll see.
And finally, Southern Miss against Wichita State at Intrust Bank Arena. Southern Miss has a good-looking record at 7-2, but they haven't played many people. Wichita State at 5-4. Got the Shockers as an 8.5-point favorite at home. Chris.
Well, Wichita State's been kind of inconsistent, but you're right. I looked at Southern Miss's record, and they lost to, I believe it was William Carey. Never even heard of that school.
No, so they lost to Drew Carey.
It might have been Drew Carey, but I'm going to take Wichita State for three.
See, dude is not even laughing at my A stuff, so you know something's
if
wrong.
If that's your A stuff, you're struggling today, Bob.
Yeah, I agree.
I will take Wichita State for five. Jeff?
I've got Southern Miss for four.
No faith.
Yeah, just prove it.
Duda?
I'll take Wichita State for three.
Wichita State for three. Hey, Duda, we'll see you Saturday night at our drive get-together at Side Pockets.
All right. Jeff, hey, do we have our standard thing going this week for fantasy?
What do you mean? Are we playing again in the loser's bracket?
Yep.
Well, I better set a lineup then. Yeah, we got it. It's good.
Okay. I'm in the winner's bracket.
I wasn't talking to you, Bob.
See ya. There's Jason Duda leaving us. Chris, what do you have now at Orr Nissan over here on East Kellogg?
Well, we have a goal this month to sell over 100 new Nissans. And honestly, the best way that we can do that is to pass the savings on to our customers. So between now and the end of the month, you can take up to $7,000 off the best-selling SUV in America, the Nissan Rogue. Or if you need a third-row vehicle, you can get up to $11,000 off the Nissan Armada. So stop out and see me or one of the fine sales staff at Orr Nissan.
I'm different from you in four games this week, so I look to probably overtake you in the standings fairly soon. But you've had a good run.
Hey, I like first place. I'm going to hang there.
Chris George from Orr Nissan. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Back in a minute. You're listening to The Drive right here on Sports Radio KFA.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.